Game Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Colin from Linwood is. Colin, are you there?
Yeah.
Colin, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday during the men's room at 5:40?
I wasn't.
All right, Steve, you heard the man.
He's honest. Way to go, Colin.
Time for you to get out of here. For those who are playing along, Colin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the world of digital audio, what does CD stand for?
Compact disc?
Yes. How many of the 7 dwarves had beards?
3?
No.
5?
No.
4?
No. What is the name of the family dog on Family Guy?
Brian?
Correct. What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
Denominator?
Correct. Which U.S. state is directly below Kansas?
Missouri?
No.
Oklahoma?
Yes. Who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Darth Vader?
No. Norman Osborn is better known as what Marvel villain?
Goblin. Green Goblin?
Yes. Which auto manufacturer makes the CRV?
Honda.
Yes. Which South American country features a man-made forest shaped like a guitar?
Brazil?
No.
Peru?
No.
Colombia?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Colin.
Dang.
I think you did very well. I think you should be excited. I don't know if Steve's going to be able to pull this off.
I want that Beat Mig shirt.
Oh. Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah.
The Beat Mig shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look great on those.
Thank you. It's probably the best I've ever looked.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
In the world of digital audio, what does CD stand for?
Compact disc.
Yes. How many of the 7 dwarves had beards?
6?
Yes. What is the name of the family dog on Family Guy?
Brian.
Correct. What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
The denominator.
Yes. What U.S. state is directly below Kansas?
Alabama?
No.
Georgia?
No.
Missouri?
No. Who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Mark Twain?
No.
Warren?
No.
Janie Lane?
No.
Technically.
Norman Osborn is better known as what Marvel villain?
Doc Ock?
No.
What was the question?
Norman Osborn is better known as what Marvel villain? No.
Thor.
No. Which auto manufacturer makes the CRV?
Honda.
Yes. Which South American country features a man-made forest shaped like a guitar?
Let's go Brazil.
No.
Chile.
No.
Peru.
No.
Argentina.
Yes.
Damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a loss.
Let's
6-5,
Let's
Colin.
Let's go.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Congratulations.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Smack. He's
wow.
The lucky brewer to me.
He did guess correctly that Oklahoma is directly below Kansas. Uncle Tom's Cabin was written by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Our friend also knew that Norman Osborn is also the Green Goblin.
Oh, that's right.
And that's all. That's the end. Congratulations on losing.
I'm disappointed, though, because tactically, Warren put out a song called Uncle Tom's Cabin.
You know what I meant.
It doesn't matter. You just asked who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin. Janie Lane, one of his best songs. No?
Primary songwriter?
I don't know. I'm a seven song.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.